Hey, this is Meredith's husband. I've got some SEO advice for you, but I'm going to keep it really simple so that you can understand it, so it makes sense, and most importantly, so you can actually use it. So there are people who just want somebody else to do their SEO for them.
I would be that person.
Yeah. And not everybody is lucky enough to be married to an SEO professional.
Which is true.
And there are, I don't like to recommend that method because I know there are so many problems.
Getting married to an SEO?
That also.
I'd highly recommend it.
First, you got to do a podcast with that person. No, there are a lot of disadvantages. Number one, it can be expensive. It can be expensive. If you hire somebody good, it's expensive. A lot of times you hire somebody who's not good and it's expensive. You never really know before you hire somebody if they're good or not. It's very tricky. Yeah.
How do you know?
Yeah, it's difficult. Like I've said to clients in the past when they were, you know, thinking of hiring me, like, look, I don't envy you. Looking for an SEO firm is the last thing in the world I would want to do. There's so many, there's lots of scams. Like I said, you don't know if they're not a scam, even they might not be good. They're expensive.
They might have just like watched a seminar and thought, oh yeah, I can do this for other people.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Or maybe they listen to this podcast and think they can do it for other people.
Anyway, the big challenge, the big obstacles, especially for like really for small business owners, especially if you're running your own business, is going to be the cost. Right. Like a good SEO person is going to be out of your price range. Right. Like there's a couple different things you could look for. You could look to hire an SEO firm and just have them do everything for you.
Okay.
Now that's usually going to take up like a big budget.
Like?
Well, if you wanted to hire a firm in the U.S., a domestic firm, and it's going to be what I would consider a reputable firm.
Yeah.
They're going to be at least a couple grand a month.
What?
Yeah. Wow. Now, that's not
the service you're providing all these people to help them.
Now, there might be areas where you can find somebody to do it less. Maybe somebody who's just beginning their SEO firm or something like that. And certainly, we live in New York City, everything is much more expensive. So there's no, and this is another challenge, is there's no single rule you can always follow.
Right.
But you can, back to my, you have two options. You can hire an SEO firm, right? And you can hire either a firm in this country, and they're going to be expensive if they're good.
Right.
They might also be expensive and not be good, unfortunately. I've had friends of mine who work for big companies give me the SEO deliverables that they get from SEO agencies that are charging tens of thousands of dollars per month, and it's pretty much worthless.
What?
Yeah. It's really shocking. I don't know what goes on in like this sort of
behind closed doors,
the politics of those big companies and who they hire, but it's surprising. I don't know how they get away with it.
Wow!
But that's
how
just
how do we do that?
Yeah, I don't. I would feel awful about doing that.
No,
I don't want to do that. That's why I'm not in that world.
You could never.
But that's just my point. Is just even if you have money to spend and you spend money, doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be getting a good service.
Right.
So. SEO firms in this country, domestic firms. So we're in the U.S. If we were to look in the U.S., that's the challenge we would be facing. We could look in other countries. We could look overseas. Hello? There are tons and tons and tons of SEO firms overseas, and they are much cheaper. That's the advantage. Because currencies in India, Pakistan, Philippines, they can do a lot more with a smaller budget. The downside is the quality is almost always going to be lacking. A lot of times you'll have people writing your blog. Please don't, if you're going to hire an SEO firm, don't have them write your blog posts.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, that's one thing I'd be careful of, because depending on who you hire, very good chance English is not even going to be their first language.
What? And they may just AI it.
They could.
I bet they'll AI it.
Yeah. But they're also going to be doing things like writing your title tags, and you don't.
Right.
You want to be careful, is my point. Yeah, like you're going to run into, and I've worked with a lot of these companies, and I've almost always been extremely disappointed. Again, not to say that there are not some out there. In fact, there's one.
There's always an exception. There's one. I always believe.
Yeah, there is one that I will tell you about that I kind of do recommend.
Well, hello.
But then back to, so we got to first cover what are our options in this country. So if you're in America, you can hire the SEO firm. You could do a consultant. You could hire an SEO consultant.
How do you find a consultant?
Well, that's a whole podcast on its own. And you run into a lot of the same challenges. A good SEO consultant is going to be expensive. And what I mean by consultant is somebody who's going to guide you, do some research and strategy with you, but you're going to actually do the implementation. You would be the one who sit down and do the stuff.
How is it different from, say, this podcast?
Well, if I were hired as a consultant, like I would go in and do for my client everything that we're talking about, start to finish. And I would sit down. I'd need to have conversations with them about their business so I could understand their business and their competitors and their keywords and things like that. And then I would give them recommendations. And typically when I do this for a client, they are going to have a team of developers, several developers to manage the technical aspects of the site. They're going to have a content team, anywhere from one to maybe a handful of people to create content. They're going to have a marketing person and the lead. So they're going to have all these people. So I'm going to have recommendations
So
this is another challenge. If you were to hire a consultant, they're going to come back. They could come back with a lot of things for you to do, some of which might be within your, say comfort zone and some not. So there are challenges there. And again, you run into the cost. Good consultants going to be expensive. And again, just because a consultant is expensive doesn't necessarily mean they're good. If you're going to take that path, I guess for the SEO agency as well, you got to check references. And I would say try, and this is a little tricky, I don't know exactly how you do this, but try to check references that they don't give you. Like if you're going to hire somebody and they're going to give you references, hey, check with these people. Obviously, those people are going to have something good.
Every good thing they do.
Do your research. Check LinkedIn. However you can find somebody who's hired
Better
them.
Business? And,
no, that's not really a thing anymore.
It's not?
Nobody really uses that anymore.
Except to complain.
Yeah, it's for huge, like if you wanted to complain about like your health insurance company. You might do it there. Because, I mean, when is the last time you checked the Better Business Bureau before hiring somebody?
Never.
Yeah, right. So that's my point.
Okay. Good point.
So there are definitely challenges with hiring, certainly inside the country and outside the country. There's challenges. Again, I'm not saying across the board, you can't ever find someone.
There are always exceptions.
Yeah.
To every rule.
And now what I would do if I were in this position and I had, say, a few hundred bucks, it's no matter what you do, it's going to be a few hundred bucks per month for, say, 6 months.
Okay.
That is like the absolute minimum. And if you find a company in this country, in the USA, charging, say, $500 a month for SEO, and they're actually going to implement and do stuff, I would bet money that they're just hiring a company in India or something and they're doing that. Which is okay. That's not necessarily bad either. They might have some real nice value added somehow. But if I had a few hundred dollars per month I could spend on SEO and I really didn't want to do the SEO, I just didn't want to do it.
Okay.
My plate. There's a guy that I met years ago, I think I met him in 2006.
What? I wasn't even born then.
Yeah, right. And I met him right about the time I was actually formed my agency, my company.
Right.
And I had been doing freelance up until then. I'd become a company. And then there was this SEO conference held in New York and people were coming from all over the world. And I was like, hey, I live in New York. I'm just going to go. So I went and I met this guy named Milind Modi. And got along really well with him.
I like the first letter of their name.
Of course. And he had just recently started he was Indian. He was here for this conference. He had just started his company.
He still is.
Yeah, he is still Indian. I'm pretty sure. I haven't seen him recently, but anyway, we stayed in touch. Fast forward a handful of years, maybe 10 years. He has the biggest SEO company in the world.
What?
By number of employees.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. He's got thousands and thousands of employees all over the world.
In India?
In India, all over. Wow. I know he has a couple people in New York, basically just in sales offices. But anyway, my point is we started the same time and our paths were nearly identical, except that they were totally different. But one thing that happened is I did use his company to work with some of my clients. And they were not bad.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, keep in mind, they charge a fraction of what the alternative was in this country. You can't really expect super high quality, but I was not unhappy. And every single other company I tried overseas anywhere in the last 20 years, I was thoroughly unhappy.
Huh.
So if I had a few hundred bucks a month and I didn't want to do my SEO, I would go to Milind Modi. His company is called eBrands.
eBrands?
Like email, but eBrands, but no S. It's a Z. eBrand with a Z.
One name or any hyphens?
No, just eBrands. Yeah.
eBrands.
Now, one caveat to that. Evidently, one of the problems with having the biggest SEO company in the world. Well, probably, yes. But also, it's a little bit of quality control because I hired the company. I didn't go directly to him. I just went through the company, submitted a contact form, and then did a small project, was not very happy.
Mm.
And I sent an email to him later. I'm saying, hey, what's up? And he's like, well, yeah, I've got 300 project managers. Some of them are not the greatest. Next time you want to do something, just send me an email. I'll put you in touch with, the guys who I know who are good.
Huh. Okay.
So if
gals
or thems, if this sounds appealing to you, if you don't want to do your own SEO and you just want to hire somebody,
and you can't marry my husband,
I'm taken. So shoot me an email. I use the contact form below and shoot me an email and say, hey, I'm curious. Please introduce me to Milind. I'll send you an email and I'll CC Milind. I'll say, hey, set up this person with somebody good. Now, the cost, I think, is probably $200 a month. I'm gonna say it's probably either $200 or $250 a month. Mm. And what you want to do is their local business. They have a range of plans, but the one you're gonna want is gonna be the smallest, and it's gonna focus on a single it's for local business owners.
Okay.
As opposed to, franchise business owners or bigger business owners. It's where you would want to start. And I think you probably are going to need to do a 6-month commitment, which I would recommend anyway. Don't do SEO with anybody and think that you're going to have amazing results in a month or 2 months or 3 months. Yeah.
Yeah. And if anybody promises you that.
Run. If somebody says, hey, I guarantee you page one rankings.
No.
In those emails, which I just got one.
Oh man, I get so many.
Yeah. I got one of these I don't know, a month ago. And I'm just curious. I wrote back from my personal email, so they didn't have the name. I'm like, yeah, send me a proposal. I have gotten 2 to 3 emails every single day since then for several weeks in a row.
Yeah, me too.
So anyway, that doesn't matter. That's what I would do. You don't want to do your own SEO. I get it. I don't recommend it. Give it a shot. But if you are adamant, you don't have the time, whatever, that's what I would do anyway.
Because you can't marry my husband.
I got to start charging you a few hundred bucks a month.
Because I don't know anything about what we're talking about. Hey, thank you so much for listening. We really hope that you find this helpful and useful. And if you do, what you could do for us as a thanks would be to, drumroll please, leave a review. Yes, everybody says it, I know, but it really does make a difference. Take 3 seconds, leave as many stars, say something really nice about what you like about the podcast and maybe why other people would like it. It would mean the world to us, especially my husband. That better? All right, I'm going to try one where I'm not going to be charming.